What that specifically means is not crystal clear. I see typical human characteristics, and maybe this is indicated by the term above, in our consciousness, our mindset, our awareness of time and space, the ability to have a choice, to feel regret, and our capacities to personally develop. What arises from these characteristics is a constant struggle between head and heart, between rational thoughts and needs on the one hand, and irrational feelings and emotions on the other hand. Feelings and emotions were probably not mentioned in the differentiating definition above, as animals truly have them as well. Nonetheless, I find it fascinating how something that so strongly influences us as a species, namely feelings or emotions, is so neglected in our education, so difficult to talk about or act upon in our lives. For instance, we were never taught in school how to understand, react, or treat our own negative feelings. Instead, we are expected to figure out the most important topics of life by ourselves, subjects which go far beyond our emotional well-being. Subjects such as self-care, purpose, personal development, health, movement, happiness, meditation, healing, nutrition, how to invest, money, spirituality, and relationships are just